It's crisp. I say Christmas time.
It's another top 10 worst.
Merry Christmas!
The Vince Wild Show.
All right. It's time for another top 10 list. This one is from somebody that has some clout. We're not talking about people. We're not talking about the Saturday Evening Post. We're not even talking about the New York Times. When I say clout, I don't mean the people that peddle op-ed and try to pass it off as news. I'm talking about... Oh, stop arguing. Yes, they are exactly doing that. Name whatever network you watch. CNN? Yeah, op-ed. Op-ed, take your medicine, America. You've been taking down someone else's opinion and forming it as your own. The cure is always painful. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about top 10 lists. This is just a mess. Okay, top 10 lists. So, we've done a few, but this one comes from somebody that has some clout. And when I say clout, I'm usually referring to somebody on the internet that is not part of a multi-billion dollar news agency or magazine that is just following their passion. That's more respectable than a lot of these other lists. Esquire, come on. We did a list from Esquire. It was a joke on wheels. So this comes from First We Feast. Yeah. These are the guys that do the Hot Wings Challenge with the celebrities. Gordon Ramsay's been on there, Adam Richman. The list goes on and on. But as it turns out, they've got some top 10 lists. Now, this is a few years old. This is 5 years old, actually, from 2015. But things haven't changed all that much. And this is one of those things where I can probably agree with 90% of it. I cheated. I don't usually look at the list first and go over it, but the last list was such a downer because it was like, okay, well, you know, it's here's just 10 random items, and it was gifts, and it was like, okay, no explanation, no editorial, which is the most fun. It's fun to pick on the editorial part because somebody actually wanted to give an excuse for why they picked what they picked. They're like, well, I'll do a top 10 list, but I'm going to do a top 10 list and explain why I picked these items. Why are you doing that unless you know a few items on the list are not going to be agreed upon? So, this is from First We Feast. And this should be fun. So, okay, here it is. We'll put this up on Fury Media, Inc. We'll do the nominate this tab, and I'll keep that open so I remember to do it this time. Number 10. Oh, thank you. Werther's Originals. Already I agree. That's rare. If you listen to me do top 10 lists on this show, you know that I don't agree with most of these top 10 lists. This one so far is right on target. The caramel candy is an OG sweet, and it's always clutch to have a bag stored in your glove compartment, but it sucks to get them as a gift from your grandparents, especially when you can easily cop some from CVS literally any day of the year. I've never gotten these, but I get it. My grandparents were not cheap, okay? They always lit up the holidays like a bonfire. But I know what this is talking about. Grandma doesn't know what to get her 15-year-old son. I mean, she stopped buying him real gifts, you know, whenever. And, just give him some candies. He probably doesn't even want those. Get him a beer, because he's probably drinking. Number 9. Oh, bravo, First We Feast. Caramel popcorn tub. Why do people do this? You know what? Just throw in a caramel popcorn tub. Please stop. Please. Okay? First of all, caramel corn, I can take it or leave it. You know, there's a time when I'm in the mood for it, but it always hurts my teeth and I'm not in the mood. So, this is a throwaway gift. This is, again, lazy. I don't know what to get this person. And this, by the way, this is on a dessert list. So, gifting this is what I brought to the party. Go home. If you were eating a meal and your young cousin who hasn't showered in days put his entire forearm on the plate and rolled it around, would you continue eating? Cool. So why do you eat giant trash cans full of disgusting popcorn? Yes. Now, they do have gourmet popcorn with things like beer cheese, Pop Indy. No, not Pop Indy. Is it? I think it is Pop Indy. They're a popcorn place, and they've got all kinds of cool flavors. I would intentionally buy popcorn from them. And I'm not big on buying popcorn, believe me. It's not. I'm like, where can we go to get some good popcorn? Never mind beer or wine. I want pop. I'm not that person. But I'll recognize gourmet when I see it. Candy canes. It's like eating a breath mint for 12 hours, except that it stabs your jaw awkwardly. Not worth the fight. I get it and I don't. When you're a kid, candy canes are cool. You love candy canes. It's candy and it's a cane. What could be better? When you're an adult and you're still buying candy canes and you don't have any kids coming over and you're not a kid and you're not having any kids, this is kind of pointless. I didn't know that, and this is number seven, I didn't know that this was what these were called, and I dislike them even when it's not the holidays. Ferrero Rocher chocolates. Did I say that right? I don't know. Excuse me. Okay, let me try it again. Ferrero Rocher is like the Bodega Rose of chocolates. Highly recognizable, easily forgettable. Definitely the sign of a cheap bastard trying to get laid. I've had them. I didn't know what they were, and I didn't care for them, and I didn't say, I need to go back for more of that. Listen, if you want gourmet sweeties, stop being cheap and go to Swiss Colony. They're not even a sponsor, and I keep plugging them. Yule log. I didn't even know this was a thing. This is the first time I'm hearing about this. Good Lord, this is bad. It looks like a turd on a plate. Who's serving this? Oh, man, I'm going to have to bookmark this site. With all due respect to pastry chefs who unleash all of their creative and technical talents on the day of Christmas, no one is trying to eat a cake that looks like deciduous forest floor. This gives new meaning to the phrase wild trash. Listen, deciduous forest floor? No, it looks like an elephant turd, okay? It's just... And again, I'll be posting the article on the Fury Media Inc. website. Hanukkah gelt. I've actually gotten these in my stocking. They always had... The chocolate was never... It always had this weird kind of whitish ash color to the outside. Like they've been storing it in a warehouse over hot summers for the last 50 years. Not high quality. The real Hanukkah miracle that your aunt has been reusing the same chocolate coins for the past... Yes! Oh my gosh, what did I just say? They always looked like they've been in storage. There's your reason why. And who's giving this out as a dessert? Here's some coins for dessert. I cheaped that, didn't want the pie. Number four, Christmas pudding. All right, Christmas pudding is so bad that it literally has to contain the promise of physical currency for anyone to want a slice. This is something that is more British. And as you all know, the British have crappy taste in food. I'm sorry. Their fish and chips are actually truly amazing. But on the other hand, this has literally been around since the Victorian era. It's referenced as Christmas... it's a cake, but it's referenced in A Christmas Carol. And you set it on fire for some reason. I'm not entirely sure why. But yeah, there's nothing better than handing me a flaming dessert, you know? Under the right circumstances, with the right people, someone's going to panic. All right, number three, who's doing this? You actually have to make an effort to not make an effort to put this on the table as a Christmas dessert. Starbucks cake pops. First of all, phenomenal. Second of all, horribly overpriced for how small they are. who's putting this, who's serving this after a goose, turkey, ham, lamb, whatever. As if Starbucks wasn't basic enough, fall back, Starbucks. These are, I mean, I can't even justify spending the money on them when I'm at a Starbucks, and I've had one. But I'm like, for that experience, I really want that to go on longer. Like, for, you know, $3.87 a piece, should be $3.87 for a four-pack. Horribly overpriced, especially considering the minimal amount of ingredients used was probably equal to about 11 cents. And then they charge $3.87, and they're mass-producing them, so they bring the price down even further. I mean, it's just, you know. Yeah, cake pops good, price bad. Gingerbread House. You know, let me stop here. Gingerbread is really good. Gingerbread houses tend to be made of a very cardboardy type of gingerbread. It's more like a ginger cookie, I guess. I don't know. It's hard. It's pretty when it's put together, but it's not really something. I've eaten the Gingerbread House. It's been probably 35 years since I've eaten anything off of a Gingerbread House. It seems like it would be a tasty treat, but it really is just more visually tasty to look at than it is to actually eat. Actual gingerbread, I'm on board. Gingerbread House, hard pass. And this is usually, by most people, an ornamental thing. I don't think anybody's serving a gingerbread house thinking, ah, and this will follow up our goose dinner. No, nobody's doing that because nobody is that stupid. And of course, there's one person out there that's like, but I love the gingerbread chunks that come off a house. Good for you. Most of us don't. So their quip on this was, take a cue from the Buddhists. The only reason build a gingerbread house is to smash it to smithereens to feed your dog. That's a reference I don't get, but hey, whatever. Number one on their list of the worst holiday desserts. Panettone. Unlike babka, which is like the Bo Jackson of carbs, and its ability to be kind of bread and kind of cake in the best way possible, panettone is like JV bread and JV cake all at once. It's bad no matter how you slice it. Well, now it's time to do some research. We are going to look this up because I'm not familiar with panettone, and there are people out there like, you call yourself a chef and you don't know what, you just shut up. I don't know every day. Look, I don't do baked goods, okay? Baked goods is not my jam. I cook meat, and I cook it well. That is my jam. So, panettone, according to Google, is... Oh, this is that crap that comes in a box that tastes like a sponge. I know what this is. Okay. So, according to Wikipedia, which is begging for money right now, so be in a hurry to give them money, is pronounced... I can't, wow, there's too much Greek in there. It's an Italian type of sweetbread originally from Milan. In the local Milanese dialect, it is called this. Usually prepared and enjoyed for Christmas and New Year in Western, Southern, and Southeastern Europe, as well as in Latin America, a place I've never heard of, Australia and the United Kingdom and the United States and Canada. So, all right. You've seen this on the gift shelf at Walmart at Christmas time, and you deliberately don't buy it, and with good reason, because anything that comes in this like box, is going to come out like dry and unimaginative and awful. Homemade, I've never had it. I'm just going to be completely transparent. I've never had it. It's basically similar to a fruitcake, which, by the way, wasn't on that top 10 list. Finally, a top 10 list that's being honest with America, because fruitcake, if you buy a gourmet fruitcake, it's good. If you buy, you know, Walmart's, you know, $5 fruitcake, it's not good. So panettone is like, it's made by the same companies that make fruitcake, but it's not as fruity as fruitcake. In the picture, it just looks like cinnamon bread. to be perfectly honest. So I don't know. So there it is, your top 10 worst desserts of all times. I hope nobody's really serving Werther's Originals or caramel popcorn at the end of goose dinner and saying, hey, wasn't that tasty? Huh, hey, wasn't that unimaginative?
Number 1. The Vince Wilde Show.
Folks, folks, Merry Christmas. Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Here comes Santa Claus.